BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South Vietnam and national reunification, April 30, 1975, April 30, 2025, as well as the International Workers' Day, May 1st, a groundbreaking ceremony for the Bình Định Maritime Social Housing Project was held on the morning of April 24th in Hải Cảng Quốc, Quy Nhơn City. The project is being developed on a site of approximately 5,100 square meters. It will feature a 24-story apartment building comprising around 530 units, with a total floor area exceeded 42,000 square meters. Speaking at the ceremony, Vice Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng, emphasized that the investor must be truly committed and responsible, working closely with the province throughout the project's implementation. He urged the investor to mobilize resources, accelerate construction progress, and ensure that the project is completed on schedule. He also stressed that all contributions must meet high standards of quality, sustainability, and long-term durability. On the afternoon of April 23rd, the People's Council of Hoài Nhân Thảo 13th Tenure 2021-2026 convened its 13th session, a special meeting to deliberate on restructuring of commune-level administrative units. The session followed the period of public debate regarding the proposed names of seven newly formed wards, initial number Hoài Nhân 1 through Hoài Nhân 7. In response to the lack of consensus, the Town's Party Committee, People's Council, and People Committee held thorough discussion and conducted a second round of public consultation across on 17 communes and wards. The revised naming plan received overwhelming support, with more than 60,000 voters, over 98.5% of participants agreeing with the change. At the session, 100% of attending council members voted in favor of the draft resolution on the administrative restructuring as proposed by the town's People Committee. Under the new arrangement, the seven new wards will be named Hoài Nhân, Bồng Sơn, and Tam Quang. The remaining four will be named based on their geographic orientation around Hoài Nhân Ward, Hoài Nhân East, Hoài Nhân West, Hoài Nhân South, and Hoài Nhân North.
The Bình Định Association for Victims of Agent Orange Dioxin held a gathering to express gratitude to individuals and organizations who have shown compassion and support for victims of Agent Orange. Over the years, the party and the state have implemented numerous policies to address the consequences of Agent Orange and gradually improve the living conditions of its victims. With the dedicated support of the party, the government and relevant agencies and organizations, the Provincial Association for Victims of Agent Orange Dioxin has mobilized businesses and philanthropists to carry out a wide range of meaningful activities for the victims. Hundreds of businesses, organizations, and individuals have consistently supported the cause, contributing thousands of gifts and dozens of charity houses with a total value of billions dong. These efforts have helped many families overcome hardship and integrate into the community. At the event, the association presented certificates of appreciation to 14 outstanding sponsors and recognized 44 exemplary caregivers.
In celebration of the 50th anniversary of the South Liberation and National Reunification, 30 of April, International Workers' Day, the 3rd of May, and in response to Workers' Month, the Labor Union of the Provincial People's Committee held a 2025 cross-country race on the morning of April 24th. The event brought together 825 landis from 42 grassroots labor unions, representing over 9,000 union members and workers across the province. At the conclusion of the race, organizers awarded a total of city prizes to outstanding teams and individuals at Landis, including first, second, third place, and consolation awards. On this occasion, the union also presented support gifts to its members. In need, 6 gifts worth 2 million VND each for members suffering from serious illness, and 94 gifts valued as 700,000 VND each for those facing financial hardship. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.